We've asked Michael Piff from our staff and Chicago's very own Eats podcast to look into the McDonald's Big Arch controversy that blew up on social media. Michael, good morning. What was this all about?
Good morning, Bob. I believe it was earlier this week, last week actually, the CEO of McDonald's filmed a social media video where he was trying their Big Arch burger for the first time, which the marketing around it is, this is the biggest burger, this is something different. And the problem with that is it didn't go over very well. So it became kind of a viral sensation as other burger chains started to mock the CEO. If you Google it, you'll actually find all these videos of people breaking down the video itself, which I found myself doing, but like millions and millions of views around this video. So which in a way, I guess it was kind of a success for McDonald's, but still, you know, probably not the look that the CEO, Chris Kempczinski, was looking for when he did it. Did you watch the video yourself, Bob?
Yeah, and I was thinking because of the dust-up, they ended up getting more publicity than they would have, don't you think?
I know. That's exactly right. I mean, there's got to be so many people that heard about the dust-up that went and tried the burger themselves. But, like, when you watch this video, first off, this is McDonald's. The quality of the video is just, like, it's shot on a phone and quickly edited. And they have the resources to do so much more. And when you listen to him talk, you feel like he's talking to, like, shareholders at a meeting, not, like, the regular consumer or me, the average Joe that's driving through and just wants to pick up a Happy Meal for my daughter, which, by the way, she thanks you for this assignment because she got a Happy Meal last night and loved it, Bob.
Oh, don't mention it. Yeah, it looked like he took a tiny bite and didn't really enjoy it. So what's the deal on this Big Arch burger? Worth it? Any good?
So I did try it last night, and I will say it is a good burger. It's basically a double quarter pounder, but with cheddar cheese, three slices of cheddar cheese on it. It's got fried onions on it. It's got some pickles. The Big Arch sauce, which I hope they keep. I know this burger is going to be going on a limited run. Big Arch sauce is actually really, really good. And the bun itself it's got sesame seeds. It's got poppy seeds. It looks more intimidating than it actually is. I actually had to cut it in half so both my wife and I could try it. And I will say, if you are a local burger fanatic, I would compare it to a burger from like DMK Burger, which is like in Lincoln Park, or they actually serve it out at Soldier Field. But it's not something that I'm going to go to McDonald's for. Like when I think McDonald's, I think I want convenience, I want nostalgia, something that I grew up with, and I also just want a Happy Meal for my kid. That's really it. I don't know. This is also not a burger that you're going to be like riding in the car and eating because it will fall all over the place. It's good though, but you could also get other things at McDonald's for $8.
$8. Wow. What about comparing that to Wendy's or Shake Shack or Five Guys?
So, if I'm going to a Shake Shack or a Five Guys, I'm kind of like ready to spend like what I'm going to get, which are really high quality. I will say it stacks up with a Shake Shack burger, especially with the toppings. But Shake Shack is one of my favorites. Five Guys, even though you're going to have to mortgage your house to pay for a full family meal there, love that too. Culver's is another one. I would say this burger probably tops what I would normally get at Culver's, but I'm not going to get cheese curds at McDonald's. So you're kind of missing out on that experience.
Got it. And do you like Wendy's? How does that compare?
So I do like Wendy's. Wendy's is fine. It's just not like, so I live in Glen Ellen and I live right by Roosevelt, which is basically local chain row. And I would say probably number three on that list is going to be Wendy's, whereas McDonald's is an every other week thing for us, also because my daughter loves it. She calls it Old McDonald's, and we have Culver's right there too. So of that, of the like Roosevelt restaurant row, that's probably number three on our list.
It's Michael Piff. He does Chicago's very own Eats podcast with Kevin Powell. Appreciate the taste testing for us, and fill out a form, and the station, I'm sure, will reimburse you for the cost of that McDonald's big arch, Michael.
Really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Bob.